Module 3, the quality assurance process in action, the concept of a site visit. There are several actors in the quality assurance process. They include a review group or evaluation commission. This is an external body composed of external experts whose main tasks and responsibilities are to visit the site and draft the external evaluation report. The quality commission is an internal body composed of faculty members supported by leadership. Their tasks and responsibilities are the organization and realization of the internal evaluation. They are also responsible to draft the self-evaluation report. Finally, the Director of Quality Assurance is an internal faculty member whose main tasks and responsibilities are to lead the Quality Commission and the Coordinating Committee. The review group or external evaluation commission objectives are to clarify and verify details of the self-evaluation report. They must also verify how well the mission, aims, and objectives of the faculty are being fulfilled with regard to the available resources, and to comment on the appropriateness of the mission, objectives, and strategic plan. They must confirm the university's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats as outlined in the self-evaluation report. They are to discuss any perceived strengths and weaknesses not identified in the self-evaluation report. They must also check the suitability of the working environment and comment on the recommendations for improvement proposed by the self-evaluation report. And they are to make any additional recommendations for improvement as deemed appropriate, but with due consideration for the resource implications. In terms of tasks and responsibilities, the review group will study the self-evaluation report, visit the unit, clarify and verify details in the self-evaluation report, and consider other relevant documentation, review the activities of the faculty in light of the self-evaluation report, prepare a draft report and present the main findings in an exit presentation to staff and students, and write the report and deliver it to the faculty within 6 weeks. The site visit is the review group's main task. The review group visits the faculty over a 1 or 2 day period, depending on the size of the institution. The site visit is central to the review process and must be carefully planned. When the precise dates for the visit are being arranged, a close liaison is required between the faculty's committee and the review group coordinator. The detailed structure and program for the site visit are agreed upon by the chair of the coordinating committee, the director of quality assurance, and the coordinator of the review group, and should be agreed upon 6 weeks prior to the visit. Below is an example of a scheduled site visit. It can be consulted in more detail in the documents that accompany this presentation. The details of the visit are then made available to all staff and students. The documents, for example, management reports, financial and budgeting reports, PhD theses, sample examination papers of the previous 3 years, or any other relevant material, are made available to the review group during the site visit. A suitable room must be provided for the use of the review group during the course of the visit. Here is an example of the second day of a scheduled site visit. We'll look at this in more detail in Module 5. During the site visit, the review group should, as time allows, meet with the rector, the coordinating committee, other members of the academic service staff, students, senior faculty officers, graduates, employers, and representatives of all categories of users of the services of the faculty, including representatives of external stakeholders. The review group should also visit the facilities that contribute to the activities of the faculty, such as its classrooms, workrooms, offices, libraries, as appropriate. And finally, the review group should prepare a draft report and present the main findings in an exit presentation to staff and students. The review group is also in charge of analyzing the self-evaluation report that higher education institutes fill out as a result of self-observation and evaluation. In order to assure a common reading of the self-evaluation reports, the review group members are asked to use the assessment form. In this respect, the form is used to clarify and verify details of the self-evaluation report. In particular, the assessment form aims at providing the team of experts with a standardized analysis of the self-evaluation report. The assessment form breaks down the self-evaluation report into a more detailed list of items. The level of completion may be indicated for each item as follows. M, for missing, if not included in the self-evaluation report. TBC, to be completed, if only partially answered. A should be used for adequate, if the analysis is deemed adequate. And A asterisk, if the item is adequate, with comment, that is, if improvements are to be made. Here we see an example of the assessment form. This form is available in the documents accompanying this presentation. In keeping with the formative nature of the process, the review group should express their recommendations in a positive manner that encourages quality improvement. Such an approach is in keeping with the spirit of a process in which an ethos of partnership and trust ensures that real enhancement can result. As part of the report, the review group will confirm and comment on the details of the self-evaluation report, provide an overview of the present state of the faculty, comment briefly on each aspect of the faculty's activities, acknowledge achievements and quality where they exist, point out unambiguously any deficiencies or inadequacies in management and operations that might be eliminated or ameliorated, identify critical resource limitations, if any, that bar the way to achieving improvements, comment on all plans for improvements that the faculty has made in the self-evaluation report, and emphasize the recommendations for improvement that the review group considers appropriate. The structure of the report should have 8 main sections. First, for general comments on the self-evaluation report. The second should consider the current situation in the faculty. The third should offer a summary of on-site meetings and comments. The fourth section should comment on the mission, objectives, and strategic plan of the faculty. The fifth should describe results regarding teaching and research. The sixth will look at governance, management, and autonomy. The seventh should describe the faculty's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And the eighth section should consider plans for improvement in line with available funding. In writing the different sections of the report, a sequence for each section is recommended. First, an assessment of the current situation, both positive and negative. Second, commendations of good practice. And third, recommendations for improvement with degrees of firmness, urgency, or priority, phrased in the following ways. For example, the faculty may wish to consider, or the faculty should in the near future, or finally, it is imperative that the faculty, as a matter of priority, for clarity, recommendations may be emboldened. The report will be used as an instrument of organizational change and development. Hence, the importance of not offending the institution, but not being banal either. The report should use diplomatic language. There is also the importance of being specific, relevant to issues identified and the cultural setting, so that points can be taken and worked upon, and of presenting realistic recommendations that can be implemented within the capacity of the colleagues within the institution. It is also important to appreciate who is likely to have to pick up a recommendation and act. Does he or she have the required authority? And finally, the report must also realize the extent of autonomy and scope for change at the institutional level. In summary, please keep the following things in mind when writing a report. State recommendations in a positive manner, encouraging quality improvement. Encourage an ethos of partnership and trust, which ensures that real enhancement can result. Acknowledge achievements and quality where they exist. Point out unambiguously any deficiencies or inadequacies in management and operations that might be eliminated or ameliorated, and identify critical resource limitations that bar the way to achieving improvements.